Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Julio.
Yes, it is.
Yes, hi, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. We're not trying to sell anything, sir. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Are you currently help us out?
Go ahead. I only got a minute.
Great. You see here, thank you very much for your patience. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Where's my vote going to go?
No, will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
I'm going to vote.
Probably.
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And,
no, ain't no problem. Definitely.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Yep. It was Biden.
Biden? Thank you. And just to be sure, are you representing like a white African American, Asian, Hispanic, Native American, or
Mixed
race?
Thank you very much.
And I have your age here at 61. Is that correct?
Right.
Thank you very much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very
liberal. Thank you very much. And thinking about the education, the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Some area I'm not satisfied with.
Very dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay.
Dissatisfied.
Great, and I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? So use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's someone important, and 0 if it isn't important at all to you. So you could use a number from 0 to 10 on these 5 statements, okay? So you think that protecting Social Security and Medicare is not at all important, someone important, or most important?
Very, very important.
Numbers from 1 to 10. Thank you. And fighting inflation and improving the economy, is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
That's important.
Thank you. And what about making housing more affordable?
That's important.
Most important? Okay, what about reducing crime and gun violence? Not at all important,
well,
somewhat important, or most important?
Somewhat important, because there's too many guns out here. We can't be everywhere. I don't care what state, what town, you can't be everywhere because there's so many guns out here.
Yes, exactly. I know. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Reproductive rights. Is that like
important? That's very important because you should have the right to, if you want an abortion or not, somebody should be able to tell you that you need to have an abortion.
Exactly. Thank you for your patience. We're almost halfway done. Thank you for your patience. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? If approved, disapprove, and it's strongly approve or strongly disapprove.
Well, I approve because you can't be no better than Donald Trump.
Do you somewhat approve or you strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And what about, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 10 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion and have never heard it, that person or organization, please say so, okay? Now, what do you think about Republicans in Congress? You could choose from a 0 to 100. Remember I explained to you how that works?
Zero.
Okay, what about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA? You could choose from 0 to 100.
I'll say 50%.
50?
Yeah.
What about the Joe Biden? You could choose from 0 to 100 as well.
75%.
Thank you very much. Now let me fix this here. Great. Now we're going with, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You could use any numbers between 0 to 10, okay? So educating the public about food, safety, diet, and nutrition. Do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
That's most important.
Thank you very much. What about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes? Do you think that's very important, not at all important, or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you very much. What about authorizing prescription medication? Is that not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
That's most important.
Thank you very much. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages? Do you think that's like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You could always choose from 0 to 10.
Somewhat important.
Somewhat, right? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to the next step now. We're at 50%. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done. Your opinion is very important. So it is already like illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. Thank you very much. And do you, like, support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually like no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, strongly like somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? Ooh, he hunked up. How do you take a screenshot, fool? Wait, screenshots right here, huh? Right here, huh? And control? No way. All right, my bad. Customer dropped the call, Lepungo. Should I call him? No. Why? I should finish it with him. Maybe his saldo died.